Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, it's the Flash After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're breaking down season 3, episode 12, called Untouchable. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello. It's the Flash After Show. What an appropriate song for the episode.
Can't touch this.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
So good. Good. We're in a fight right now.
Why are we in a fight?
Because y'all just put me on a timeout in the live chat
for
on
300
YouTube.
Seconds.
That is so offensive.
It is.
She's not supposed to be touching.
I just said
the
hi.
Chat.
I just said hi.
Okay, the chat is untouchable. Let's do some quick intros. I'm Jeffrey Masters. A tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
I'm Yael Teagle. You can find me at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. And I'm in the chat. She is not.
And you can, I'm Tiana Hobson, and you can find me at the Tiana Hobson, I think is how you say my name.
Absolutely.
So tweet me since she kicked me out of the chat. How
and
about that?
Tari J. Miller is on assignment.
He's out doing some groundwork in Grodd City. Yeah. Gorilla City?
Gorilla City, yeah.
Oh, we sent almost
him
to had it.
City. That would have been so good.
You're just thinking
but
of Grodd City.
He did send facts.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I'm so excited. If you want to, we're in the chat right now. Yell's there. If you're not watching live, but you want to, we do this at 9:10/9:15-ish Pacific Standard Time every week. If not, we'd love tweeting from you. We'd love reading your comments on iTunes and YouTube. So thank you for that ahead of time. Let's talk about the episode.
Yeah.
So they officially tasked Wally with saving Iris's life last episode. And we kick it off and we're training him. Barry says every week, I'm the fastest man alive. But is he?
Yeah. Say my name.
What?
What's my name?
Daddy?
That was
yes.
So great.
No, bend over. No, yeah. I'm just joking. That's too far. I'm sorry. I took it too far. No, I love that they're training him. And I hope that when Wally gets faster than Barry, the VO changes at the beginning. And it's something like, I used to be the fastest man alive. I'm the Flash. Like, it just needs to change.
I'm the second fastest man.
I thought you were saying Kid Flash does the intro.
I mean, maybe it should change to Kid Flash like we had before.
And like we had on Legends of Tomorrow where the Legion of Doom did it one day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that would be appropriate. Mm-hmm. I think the fastest man alive needs to be... But, I mean, Jeff, we were kind of joking about this, too, because Barry's constantly training himself to get faster to catch Savitar or to catch Zoom or whoever. So, are you the fastest man alive?
Did we decide that Savitar is a god from the comics?
He's the god of speed.
So, he's the fastest god alive.
Oh,
Barry's
okay.
The fastest man slash metahuman person.
Technicalities.
Yeah. Okay, wait. You said when Wally... like, gets faster than him?
Oh.
Are we expecting him to be faster than Barry Allen?
I expect him to get faster than Barry.
Yell, break up this tie. What do you think?
Well, somebody in the chat says, Barry faced a whole train. He's still the best.
Oh, my God.
That's
I
a
was
good
exhausted
point. I mean,
that is
looking
a good
at
point.
Him.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Why did that train not fall apart?
Because it was just vibrating. What Yell said was actually better.
No, I was wondering how those people were okay.
What do you mean, okay?
I mean, like, how they didn't all die or explode or... enjoy themselves.
She's talking about orgasms. Why didn't they all have orgasms?
Oh, I've heard them. I hear they're fantastic.
With all the vibration, they're sitting in seats.
I don't know. It's the same reason why Joni doesn't recognize Wally as the Flash. It's the suspension disbelief.
All right.
Got it.
We'll talk about Joanie later. But yeah, I really liked this new side of Barry. We haven't seen him dedicated. He's mentoring the Kid Flash. He's showing this mature side of him. I think that's really exciting to see.
Yeah, I really liked him talking about how he had people and they taught him this way or that way. And like, now he has to do that and he has to figure out how that's going to work.
I agree. And not to jump too far ahead, yeah. But then they capped off the end of the episode saying, run, Wally, run. Very much like the run, Barry.
Which I have said, I don't know why, always just gives me like this weird, tingly, like freaked out sensation when he says that. I think his voice gets like super deep in the way he's staring off like, run, Wally, run.
This is the first time he said it, though.
Well, for Wally, but he says it for Barry all the time. Well, we've had other versions of Wells.
But Barry said, run, Wally, run. He was taking on that mental role. Oh,
my head was down. I thought that it was... I thought it was Wells who said it.
Sorry. HR. Let's roll tape.
Comic Girl in the chat says, Barry is still the slowest speedster in the show, which is sad.
Oh, that's offensive.
Yeah.
No, we had little Jessie Quick. She's not as fast. Oh, maybe she's a woman. I don't know. He's fast a man. Oh, man.
There's so many technicalities.
I mean human. Because people are arguing that Savitar is man.
Do we call him the God of Speed?
I think he called himself the God of Speed. We don't know.
Oh, I call myself a lot of things.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's true.
I'm the goddess of television.
That's an alternative fact.
this is off the rails.
Okay. Tell me about this. So we have the mysterious death. The first death, it's decaying at a rapid speed, and Iris immediately recognizes it. It's a sign. Recognize Iris. I was combining recognize and Iris.
I don't know what's happening now. You've lost me with your recognize Iris.
She remembers this from the future.
That Luigi's is the name of the restaurant that was reopened in the news scroll that we saw at the bottom of the TV.
Yes.
That was a minor plot point that I needed a reminder of.
Well, here's the thing. I kept noticing that they really held on to the wide shot of the restaurant moniker where the name was. And I was like, that's different. We don't usually care where we are. That's a different thing. And then when she said it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's...
I learned it when she stood in front of the board and it said it. And I went, oh, I see. I see what's happening. I need to see this.
Yeah. Those are some massive changes, though, from Flashpoint to have Julio Mendez and the other guy as a musician and a cook, as opposed to being the captain of the CCPD.
Yeah, so Julio Mendez was CCPD captain in Flashpoint. He was also an actor. The actor was on the 90s series that's...
Alex Desert.
There's a
schwa over it, so who knows. Yeah, that's a good eye. I'm obsessed that they keep doing that with the actors.
Yeah, I love that they keep bringing in people from the 90s series to kind of just, you know, make appearances here and there. It's fun. It's fun for the fans to kind of be like, oh, I remember that person.
Yeah. But when Barry came back from Flashpoint and found that there were small changes, like Cisco's brother had died, et cetera, et cetera, they were not so big as having a different chief of police who's not even in the police force. That's a big change.
That was a big change. But I don't know how to explain that part. Because, I mean, the other Stone who we find, she was a cop in Flashpoint, and here she's a CI, so at least it was a PI. I said CI.
Those are different things. That's a private investigator versus a criminal informant.
Yes. So she's a PI, which is still at least attached to in
police work,
in a way. He's a musician now and not even close to the police captain.
You know, I was thrown so much that when we saw vibed into Flashpoint that it was in black and white. I couldn't recognize any faces ever. When we saw Stone again, I was like, is that her? Like, who am I looking at?
Vibed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just because it was black and white, like I'm lacking details, but I just wasn't recognizing a single face.
Here's the thing. I think it was also the TV we were watching it on. Like, oh, I think that there was a glare on it, at least for me.
Mm.
Don't give our secrets away.
I went like, bob and weave to find the right angle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm helping you out here so that people don't think you just think all black people look alike since you think that...
I said it's black and white. She happens to be black. I didn't mention race at all. Okay, I'm racist, you fine.
Well, because you thought that Cecile and Iris look alike.
I told you that in confidence. Oh, my God. Call a girl out.
I disagree.
They're the same height, and from the back, they have the same flowy, beautiful hair.
I'll tell you they have the same hair. That's about it.
I'm like trying to prove I'm not racist. No, because there was one scene in the, where they show Joe talking to her, and I was like, oh, Iris. Then I was like, oh, a different character. Speaking of Cecile, though, I didn't realize that they're officially dating.
Yeah.
They're meeting kids.
So sorry. Vanilli in the chat says, in alternate Earth, in Earth 2, Joe was a musician and not a police officer. So it's not unreasonable that Captain Mendez was a musician and not the captain.
Oh my God, what a throwback.
Yeah, so thank you, Vanilli 1.
Good memory, Vanilli. Thank you. What do we think? We were never told before this that Cecile and Joe are official, right?
I don't think they knew they were official, especially with the way she behaved at the end, with the, like, you sure you want to plan a month out? I think she didn't realize they were official, but just wanted to do the daughter test.
Okay, let me rephrase. Maybe I just did not know personally how serious it was getting between them.
She spent Christmas with them, so I think that's a pretty serious thing to be around for.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you don't know either. Sorry, Jeff. Oh, crap.
We're Jews. Yeah,
is that a big deal?
We zone anything out.
I think spending any sort of holiday as a date is a big deal. Like, showing up and being around someone else's entire family and, you know, you being there. I think that was the sign for me, at least, that, okay, things are really progressing here, even though we're not seeing them in the relationship every week. When we do see them, I think he talks about her a bit and everything so that, you know...
Okay.
The audience isn't forgetting.
Our engineer in the chat concurs.
Well, which holiday was it?
It was Christmas.
Oh, is that a big deal for Christians?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
When's that one?
I think it's December.
It's December 25th. Yes, all every right. year.
I think
it doesn't move.
We're just so focused on May 23rd that all other dates are out of memory. Yeah. It is coming up fast.
It is. But what did you guys think of Joni?
I liked her a lot.
Okay.
I loved her obsession with Kid Flash. I think that is so cute. I also, that scene was the best. I just miss that, like, fun playfulness that the show has, and that was fun and playful.
I agree. I love seeing Wally, like, egg it on, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the best scene of the episode.
It was very, very fun to see who was team what. Are you guys team Flash or team Kid Flash?
I'm like Joe West. I love them equally.
Okay, they're not your kids. Calm down. You can choose.
Team Jesse Quick.
Really?
You guys are not any fun at my game here.
Nope.
Do you prefer one?
No. It depends on the day.
Then you're not fun at your game either.
But it was my game for you guys, not for me.
Okay.
Okay, I'll pick the original Barry Allen then.
Okay.
If you want me to.
I want you to choose.
Okay. Team Zoom? Wow. Just kidding, Jesse Quick. Girl power.
Tari would have picked Savitar. I'll say it for him.
Oh, no. Please don't send your hate to Tari. Send it to @JeffMasters1.
On Twitter and Instagram. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I think that the villain is so interesting. He kind of has like that Midas touch where he can't touch anything. He can't touch anyone.
But he can. He can control it. Because really? He was drinking that cup of coffee and it was fine. So I was paying attention to that too. Because I thought that he also had the Midas touch thing. But shall I give the facts from Tari?
I would love to know what Tari thinks.
Okay, so Tari sent us some facts from the comics.
Fantastic.
He says Clive Yorkin was a prisoner that got experimented on and they gave him a life draining power in the comics. And he was suspected of killing Iris by the police. Turned out it was Reverse Flash.
Oh my
Spoiler
God.
Spoiler alert
Did
from
she
the comics.
Say killing Iris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
Major spoiler there, Tari. Warner
girl.
This is
not a spoiler. It is from the comics.
I know. If I was reading the comics right now, like, that would be a spoiler.
My mistake.
If it's been printed for more than 3 years, we can't say spoiler.
I also can't protect you from the comics. I can protect you from the show.
I think that's a great point, that he could drink his coffee. He can control his power.
Yeah, it's, I think, intentional.
Because I was feeling bad for him. I was like, oh my God, he can never love another person. He can never touch them.
I don't think he was looking to love anyone. He had a lot of hate in his heart.
He also wouldn't have had clothing if he couldn't touch anything.
This is also true.
Oh.
Wow, way to just
I'm sorry. These are things I think
kill
about.
All the
I thought it was very nice, too. Like, Barry has been mentoring Wally, as we talked about. And he says, you got this. Go save the day, Wally. Mm-hmm. And he did. He did.
Sorry, it's just when you whisper, it just... I had the vision of Barry, like, in Wally's ear, like, whispering, you got this, Wally.
Thank you so much.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But I also think that we are being so hard on Wally, and it's driving me crazy.
I think that what they needed to do was, I mean, Barry does at some point realize, hey, I've been going about this wrong. He even asked Sisko, you know, what did Wells do with me? How can I actually teach him? Because not everyone you can just do and they can follow. He wasn't giving instruction on what he's supposed to do. He's like, watch me phase through this building and then you'd go try.
Well, HR had great feedback saying he responds well to positive affirmations.
I mean, that's why I love HR, because clearly he doesn't know anything else to do but to be the positive.
But it worked. They were a great team.
They were. And I liked seeing Barry as a teacher. It made him seem more adult and in charge and really taking a lead on building this team.
Yeah, he just has poor managerial skills.
Yes.
He's learning.
It's been just him for so long that now he needs to learn how to, you know, delegate.
I'm gonna learn faster.
Well, he is a speedster. But so he's really fast, but it doesn't mean he's, you know, always fast.
Fastest man alive, not fastest brain.
Yes.
Shucks. Mm-hmm. I just want Wally to be like, yo, Barry, like, treat me like an adult. It's fine.
But he's young.
He's a kid, Flash.
He's a kid, Flash.
A lot of people in the chat are comparing Clive's, his power to a few other characters. So we have, of course, Rogue, who mm-hmm. is amazing. Rogue from the X-Men, who has a similar-ish power.
Okay.
And from Ghost Rider 2, there's someone with a death touch. Also Marvel.
Okay.
And then there are a bunch of people asking how he was cured and how Iris was cured. And so to clarify, Wally cut his hand with a rusty nail.
Wally needs a tetanus shot. Rusty. I hope he went straight to the hospital after this was done for that.
Oh, Wally. And then because he phased through him, his blood mixed with the other blood.
And blood moves really fast throughout your body. Let's not forget that. And the point where Wally went through was very close to his heart, which is the focal point of getting blood rushed throughout the body.
And then the question of how did they make an antidote? I assume now that they've cured Clive, they use Clive's blood to make an antidote.
Yes, that's my assumption. That's what Julian said.
Yeah. Which goes back to what we said earlier about a suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. This isn't the first time the CW has used blood to cure people, because Vampire Diaries has been on for 8 seasons, y'all.
Vampires. Yep. I really just hope that we start an episode with tetanus free, guys. Like, I need that addressed.
That was so. There had to have been something else. He didn't have like a bobby pin or something,
or like your hand fast enough to take blood out.
Why did the blood need to be out of him if he's phasing in?
So he needed the blood to interact. And so his body going through is his body going through.
But if his body's phasing anyways,
it's his internal organs that are.
Yeah, his blood's not out.
His blood isn't exposed.
But good guy agrees with you and says, why didn't the blood phase?
Thank you. Thank you, good guy. Great name, good guy. What a good guy. Okay, tell me about this. I'm very happy that we finally told Joe about Iris' death.
Yes.
I think we all three cheered.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We stood on chairs and cheered.
It's about time.
I also thought it made sense that he was mad at Barry above all people.
Yeah.
But you thought it did make sense?
Yeah, it did.
Yes.
Like everyone else, like, yeah, that would, yeah, sure, don't tell him. But Barry, you're the one who's supposed to get it.
Yeah, I also, I've said it and I don't want to like harp on it, but we, on the Berlanti shows, on Supergirl Flash, Legends of Tomorrow Arrow, we have beat this don't keep secrets trope to death. And they can't keep using it on these shows.
Okay, do you think that is something that these shows, because they're all the same creators and more or less the same team, are falling into his tropes, or because the source material, aka comic books, rely so heavily on these secrets?
I think that the show is relying on these tropes because it suits them.
Okay.
But it always ends up with, like, it's just a similar resolution every time. where it's, you should have told me. I was trying to protect you. We'll never do it again. Okay.
And next week, I have a new secret.
Yeah.
And then someone's crying in the corner and they go and say something nice.
Yeah. Like, how many times have we heard Joe say this exact same speech? As soon as he started talking, I was like, oh my gosh, guys. Didn't we go through this before already with the whole don't keep secrets from people?
Maybe they just copy and paste the whole speech.
I think the biggest problem is that every time they do it, we do this conversation. And it just makes us have this trope.
Yes.
Possibly.
So from now on, we won't be acknowledging secrets. But they're not listening to their own advice.
Yeah.
Or following their own rules.
Seriously.
Okay. Well, some... Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Then let's stop talking about it immediately. So Iris gets touched.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting that some people early in the episode died immediately.
Yes.
And other people, like Iris, they had a clock.
Here's the thing. Here's the safety net that I'm banking on here.
Mm-hmm. Give it to
is
me.
Is that those other people died instantly. And yes, that's true, but this time she had Wally right there. Mm. So him getting her from there to Star Labs and them to start doing everything could have happened in seconds to save her life.
I thought the same
except
thing.
Except for the Caitlin stalling
part.
Except
for the stall. Also,
I was just trying to find a loophole in this.
I spent a lot of time shouting, just cut her arm off.
I was supporting that totally.
They were there early enough that they could have cut her arm off, put it on ice, solve the problem, and then surgically, put it back on.
That wouldn't be fascinating for the show, also.
None of them are surgeons. They can't do that.
Okay, it's a genius.
And so could Julian. They could both do it. But also, like, I just... If you're going to do this, leave her armless. You know what I mean? Like, what an amazing way to do... to change the future of the show.
I agree.
They spent enough money on special effects making the boys go faster.
No, but okay.
They can't afford to special effects her arm off, too.
They could have played absolutely the way Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does, where he has a prosthetic hand, or the way that Malcolm Merlyn has a prosthetic hand on Legends of Tomorrow. There's absolutely a way, to have done this, that it would have made sense, it would have furthered the story, it would have given us a new way to look at it.
Listen, also, as somebody who's so forward about LGBTQ representation, give us some people with disabilities.
Yeah.
You know, cut her arm off, let her deal with it, and have her be this gorgeous, sexy love interest to show that, oh, that's okay too.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be scared about.
But what if she's getting killed off at the end of the season? Isn't that kind of a wasted, you know what? We can't make her lose her arm and kill her this season, guys. It's one or the other.
You know what, though? I think it would have been an amazing twist on the story because the Iris we saw who was getting killed, they now change the future because she only has one arm. That said, a lot of people in the chat are arguing the reason it didn't take, it wasn't as fast was because he didn't touch her long enough. Everyone else had prolonged contact. That comes from... a lot of people, Christelle, Jamie, Ryan, everyone's good guy saying that it wasn't long enough. But a lot of people agreed that they should just cut a farm.
I also loved that she whips out her cell phone and just touches her thumb to it. And
To
the center. Because no one ever touches their thumb to the center. But so they get the signal, beep, beep, beep. And Molly's like, oh, it's Iris. And Cisco's like, oh, wow, she's in trouble. He's like, oh, should we, go help her? I'm like, just go help her! Why are we discussing this so slowly?
I was just gonna say, because he can get there fast, so they have time to kill.
I agree. I think this amazing, this app that they have established that Iris has and Joe
everyone has it. We've seen it used before. Since
we absolutely have seen it used before, but they were using it a lot this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's just surprising that the app is hold the center of your phone when it's on. Not go into an app or
press a button. Slow because honestly, sometimes getting into an app in my iPhone, trying to find it, trying to swipe through the pages to find it through all the other apps. I like that, just unlock your phone, put your thumb in the middle, and boom, it's an alert.
It's how they solved this. It's like Superman. Help, Superman. He has super hearing. He could hear you always. That's how they solved this issue. when they ever need it. But
Mystic Lightning in the chat says even though they can run fast enough, they still can't think fast enough.
Yes. Brain speed just doesn't keep up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Killer Frost comes out of hiding to freeze off the arm-ish, to halt it.
To halt it. Girl, freeze that thing off and cut it. Sorry.
All right, nobody says that. You're fine.
If she had done that, then we would have never got the moment, guys, because her and Julian have spent the whole episode talking about, you know, people with these meta humans and how, you know, just because it's not you controlling it, that it's still you who did it. And Julian thinking, you know, we're all terrible people. I released all these terrible people. And Caitlin's like, no, like, you're fine. You did a great job. It wasn't your fault.
Caitlin impression.
Thank you. I'm auditioning for her role. And then, you know, we have the role reversal. And now she's the person who is about to do something terrible. And he's the one saying, no, you're not the terrible person. I was wrong. Just because you're controlled by these powers doesn't mean it's you making the choices. You can be better than me. And I thought that was a great moment. I just love them together. I want them to...
But...
It's happening.
It is happening, but, guys.
I was surprised by early in the episode that Julian and Caitlin were having those weird moments. And she even was like, yo, you're a dick. Get off me.
She's the one who's calling him out on his shit.
Yeah, guys. But like it was annoying and it wasn't charming. And then... At the end of the episode, they go and get a drink.
But she's always been like that with him, even when he was over at just at the police station.
But it didn't look like fun, bantery anger. Like, you're so annoying, giggle, giggle. It was more like, wow, you're a horrible person.
I really loved that she points out that, like, now I see why Barry said it was impossible to work with you. Because when Barry first was like... When he first met Julian, was like, how have I worked with him for a year? He's awful. And everyone's like, no, he's great. Like, he means well. He's a good guy. I love that she went, oh my God, he was right. Yes.
That's what I thought of, too.
Y'all are not bothered by the drink.
I called it. Like, it was obvious that it was happening, and he's going to now die because if she gets with him, that's what happens.
Well, look, when the beginning of the season, when that whole first conversation of Caitlin saying that, you know, that he might not be that bad to talk about. Mm-hmm. In the back of my mind, I was like, I can see this happening between these two, because I think that they're both strong-minded and opinionated people who are in a similar field, and that Julian needs someone like Caitlin to come around and help loosen him up and also call him out on his shit.
I've seen it happening the whole time.
Yeah.
I secretly want next episode to begin with, like, the two of them in bed.
Wow.
From a drink, just... Like, there?
Maybe they're lightweights.
Yeah, they're both lonely. I like the idea of them together, but, like, Draco's not sticking around. So, let's have them do it. He'll die. We can move on.
But Draco can stick around. You know. There's no more Harry Potter movies for him to shoot. He can stay.
Homie is a job. Actors gotta get paid. And then also they mentioned that Alchemy was responsible for this.
Yes.
That was interesting. I think that he will die as well. I think he'll die in the crossfire.
Okay.
In the crossfire.
Yeah.
I like, though, that he feels guilty for his alchemy-ness and is doing something about it, that there's one husk left we have to find. Mm-hmm. I like that we're doing that and that we're taking responsibility, especially with this whole Caitlin, is she evil?
The husk is like the Horcrux?
No, the husk... No, I don't think
so. No, I remember the husk.
I was like, wait, I'm not a Potterhead enough to argue this.
I thought it was cool our vibing in a Flashpoint.
That was cool.
Yes.
Every episode, we kind of get more and more of Cisco's powers without them being like, we're expanding powers, you know?
Yes, I loved it. And he was... and. Him referencing his girlfriend Gypsy and like how she said that he could do things he doesn't even know.
Which I guess they did confirm that she is in another episode coming
I think she's from what we heard.
We knew she had to be coming back. So there's no way she was just one and done.
I just think that Cisco is one of the team's greatest assets. So use him everywhere you can.
Yeah. Look, I said it before. I will say it again. I want Cisco out in the field and Julian running point inside of Star Labs.
Yeah.
So sorry for people who are confused in the chat. Julian played a character called Draco Malfoy on Harry Potter in those movies, and that's why we call him Draco.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, movies. My mistake. I apologize. I thought people would understand.
Okay, can we pose a question to you two, but the chat? Mm-hmm. Is there a reason and or a good reason that HR has drumsticks at every moment?
No, I think it's just a character quirk.
Okay.
It's because he's a hipster.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why wouldn't he have so
drumsticks? Drumsticks, but no drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even think he knows how to play the drums.
Doesn't he always usually have one?
I just
Most of the time it's one because I think it's a wand every single time.
I 100% think it's a wand. Every time I'm just like, this has to be a reason beyond the actor being like, what if I had a drumsticks in every episode?
Hey.
I think Tom Cavanaugh is much cooler than that.
We have the best impressions, Tiana and I.
Jeff, I'm not really fully in support of that one because I love HR.
I was expecting the train to go to Star City. I was like, yes, they're going to go to Star City. They're going to hop off.
Well,
Arrow's going
to
hop
on.
On
the way to, wasn't it?
Did they say that?
I thought the announcer said, like, train boarding for Star City.
I was not paying attention where the train was going. I was busy thinking, he can't make that whole train vibrate and nothing happened to the people.
Oh, I'm just always expecting, like, a crossover to save the day.
Those need to
expecting
happen
and
often.
Wanting, really, too. Yeah. But, yeah, the vibration of the train was just very cool.
Well, so somebody was pointing out, sorry I didn't see who it was earlier, but that it's a reference to, in the comics, when the Flash vibrates a plane.
Oh.
Wow.
My question still stands. How those people survived and were okay.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I don't think we'll ever find out.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, so... there was mention of the prophecy of yes.
Sorry. You asked them, and they're answering about the drumsticks.
Oh my god! Tell me.
Renji says HR follows the beat of his own drum, and Edgy says so he can always participate in a drum roll.
Hey.
He asked. They answered.
Honestly, those are like better answers than I thought of.
Oh, not better. Better than mine.
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay, Yael.
It's okay.
We still like you.
I still love you.
That's all right.
Okay, serious question.
Yes.
Iris wakes up. Joe's like, yo, my players, I'm in on the Savitar fight. Let's do it. And then they mention the prophecy.
Thank you.
They mention the prophecy of someone dying from Savitar. Mm. It had me thinking, okay, we're doing all this to save Iris, but will we have to... Like, not intentionally, but will there be a trade? We're changing the future, and will someone have to die because we're changing the timeline and because, like, death deserves something?
Where there's death, there will always be death?
Exactly.
Mm. So I've been thinking about this since last week because I read some of the comics who were... comments mm-hmm. that were, you know, throwing out different theories that, you know, maybe instead of it being Iris who dies, it's actually Joe who dies. So I've been really thinking about this past week. And I also think that they are trying to bait and switch us with this whole Iris is going to die on May 23rd, 2017. And I don't think it's going to be her. And after tonight's episode, I don't think it's going to be Joe either. I think that in the end, based off of the conversations we heard tonight, I think that Julian feeling remorseful for the role that he played in all of this will sacrifice himself to save the rest of the team.
Do you think that Julian, and I don't mean this in a shady way, do you think Julian is an important enough character that the audience will still feel an emotional the way we would if Iris dies?
I think they will build us that.
I mean, that's why
especially
he's come
with
to join
him
the team now.
And Caitlin and, drinking.
Are we getting the predictions?
Yes.
So then should we... Sorry.
Yeah,
let's
sorry.
Do it.
I just...
No. Let's just do it.
His question led me to my prediction.
Don't apologize.
I know.
Said it.
You think that the trade will be Julian?
Well, I think Julian in some sort of valiant way, because we've seen him be a jerk to all these people and not really care about the team. I think being around Caitlin and hearing what she has to say, plus his remorse for his role as Alchemy in all of this, that he will in some way sacrifice himself at the right moment and the rest of the team will be saved.
I agree complete with everything you're saying, and that's why I don't think it'll happen, because I think we can expect it. It makes sense.
See, this is me like trying to think around what they think we're going to think is going
to
happen.
I just think if they're not going to kill Iris, they'll need to kill somebody with an equal value in our mind, And I don't know if that's going to be Julian by the end of the night. Yell, you're itching to talk.
Yes. Captain Shock in the chat says, I think Wally will sacrifice himself to save Iris from Savitar. Comic Girl says, I think Joe dies, Wally gets lost in the Speed Force, and Sisko betrays them. Yeah.
Okay, I do not like the Sisko betraying one, but I kind of feel like a Wally could...
Yeah.
We are now in love with Wally. We love this character.
Yeah.
Mystic Lightning says it could be HR who dies.
But that happens, like... all the time.
Yeah, we'll just get a new HR.
That's no big.
Vanilli says Julian dying could be what sets Caitlin off as Killer Frost.
No. We always effing have this trope of like the female heartbreak of a relationship creates some evil, and it so much.
Chris Zelaski says Caitlin will become Killer Frost because all our boyfriends end up dead or evil.
No, again.
I think Joe is going to die anyway, and that's why he's being honored. Joe West honored, but I still also think that I think we're stuck with the deaths that we're stuck with. Joe and Iris.
You think Iris will die?
I've said before, I think Iris will die, but I think that then the season will end with a new Flashpoint 2.
Again, to spend time with her and do this whole thing all over again.
Or save her.
I just don't know that the show will be able to continue at this, like, momentum in terms of, like, killing off villains every week and a big bad if Barry Allen, the character, has to deal with the death of the love of his life.
Romeo Lopez says Sisko is the one who falls, Caitlin is the one who betrays, and Wally's the one who suffers a fate worse than fate. I think death. Since we don't see Wally in the future, we can assume he's there to save Iris.
You had a great point that a fate worse than death could mean being stuck in the Speed Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or as Jorgen tried to do tonight, a fate worse than death could be, you know, the loss of a child.
Oof.
Or a Oof. Loved one.
That's a great point.
Like, I'm not going to go after you, I'm going to go over the people you care about.
Yeah. Wait, so someone falls and someone's betrayed? Someone betrays?
Yeah.
It also could be that someone falling could be, like, the counterpart of, like, the Killer Frost. It's like, Killer Frost falls, but Caitlin does not. And this is, like, metaphorical fall, down the stairs.
So sorry, can someone remind me where this prophecy, the someone falls, someone betrays, where did this prophecy come from?
I don't know, but it sounds like a plot line from the originals last season on CW.
I did not see that.
I'm taking it to the chat. Remind us where this prophecy came from. Because it seems we have a prophecy of
That someone will die. I don't remember the...
Falls, betrays, and fate worse than death.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know.
Jared also points out that fall doesn't have to mean death.
What's true.
So
you could end up in rehab with a drug addiction. That is falling to rock bottom right there.
I think also a captain being dethroned or whatever is a fall.
Betrayal. Yeah. And it could be Julian going back to alchemy.
I wish I remembered where this prophecy came from.
Was it H?
Where's Tari when you need him?
I know.
This is so embarrassing.
But about next week's episode, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Well, not excited. I'm excited to go to Gorilla City. And I'm excited because... I think we'll get Earth 2 Wells meeting HR, and I just want to see how those two would get along after we save Earth 2 Wells.
You think they're taking HR there?
I mean, why wouldn't he run? Or at least, like, when they come back, like, they're going to come back here first and spend some time with the team before Jesse and her dad go back. So I just need an interaction between these two.
Great point. Oh, that's so fun. Yeah.
Ryan Witalison comes in for the save. Savitar told them this in the mid-season finale.
Savitar.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Ryan. I think that's an awesome about Gorilla City. And that's a two-parter.
Yeah.
This coming back on the 21st. There's no episode next week. They want you to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice. Valentine's Day is for lovers.
Oh, and then Jesse Quick is back.
Yes.
This is not a prophecy or a premonition, but we had a really lovely moment, I thought, with Barry Allen and Iris at the end of the episode of The Couch.
Here's the thing. Don't get too happy in relationships on TV, because once you're like, oh my gosh, I'm happy, I love you, that's when bad things start happening.
It's very trendy nowadays to kill off a love interest.
It is.
Yeah. Also,
it is. Just happened on one don't of my say other it, favorite shows. Don't say it.
I love also when Jesse Quick comes in and Wally's like ready to be all lovey-dovey. She goes, no. I'm like, yes.
Oh my God.
So good. Not okay. here for that.
Does
Not
anybody else have any burning predictions to share?
I predict that we will be back here on February 21st at 9:10 Pacific Standard Time.
I would love to see if that happens. Tiana, tell the good people where to find you till then.
You guys can find me at the Tiana Hobson all over Twitter and Instagram.
What I just say?
Oh, yeah.
How about that? So good. You guys can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaeLTYGIEL. I love this song. And Tari J at TauriJay.
Thanks. And I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. We also have after shows for Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Supergirl, all your favorites. We'll see you not next week, but the 21st. Goodbye.
Catch me outside.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.